I was noting as we came in here that surrounded by two former governors, a big city district attorney, and maybe it's interesting we join together because we know that all the problems in the economy, it's been American inventiveness and creativity that continues to be an economic engine in our country. It's that kind of creativity that creates jobs, and today's climate, even more importantly, exports jobs. Now, it's been challenged a great deal as technology and become more globalized. I've supported intellectual property's role in our economic strength for many years. Senator Spector and I and many in the Senate have been trying to find ways to enforce those rights more effectively. Senator Cornyn of Texas, and he's not here today because he's with the hurricanes in Texas, he's there, but he and I introduced S2317 last year. Senators Bayh and Voinovich have S522, and Senator Hatch has been working in the Finance Committee on international issues. Senator Feinstein in the Judiciary Committee on domestic issues. The reason I mention these senators, we go across the political spectrum, both parties, and I'm hoping this demonstrates to everybody how nonpartisan, not just bipartisan, how nonpartisan these intellectual inventiveness, intellectual property matters are. But then we also have, we know that no matter how good our genius is, when that is stolen or is counterfeited, we lose jobs. The American economy suffers, but also it tells the people that invent these things and create new jobs, don't do it because somebody's just going to steal it from you. We have companies in my own state, Hubbardton Forge, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, Burton Snowboard, SB Electronics. They depend heavily on intellectual property protection. I think you have to give law enforcement the tools necessary to combat piracy and counterfeiting. And look at all the agencies in our government that deal with intellectual property and make sure they have the incentive to talk with each other and that they're coordinating this effort to stop counterfeiting. The Enforcement of Intellectual Property Rights Act does that. It allows the Justice Department to bring civil actions for copyright infringement. It improves both the civil and criminal remedies. And it harmonizes all the forfeiture provision. It has a coordinator within the Executive Office of the President, so that chair an interagency committee to make sure this is being done not only here, but overseas. I'll use one example. You might have companies will spend $100 million filming a movie. They might be filmed in all the states in the union, and you have somebody try to rip that off within hours of the time the movie is shown. So I thank Senator Spector, Senator Bayh, and Senator Voinovich for being here. This is the sort of thing that we can do in the Senate, not only to protect jobs, but to protect that very unique American sense of inventiveness and creativity and reward it.